Is there a chiyuv incumbent on a Baal Tshuva to be mechabed his parents? His parents are not frum. L'chayr, they do averis, keseder. Is there a chiyuv of kavod when it comes to your parent who's doing averis? So this is quite a well-known machlekes rishayna. The shita of the Rambam is in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph. Hamamzer chayev b'chvayt aviv u'moyroi. A mamzer is mechuyev to be mechabed his parent properly. Now, a mamzer is a person whose parent had a bias iser, and l'chayra acquired it in Russia. And nonetheless, the Rambam was saying that this mamzer is mechuyev to mechabed his parent, even though his parent l'chayra is a Russia. Says the Rambam, afopishu potter amakosay v'kilosay, even though when it comes to the chi of misa that a person incurs when he hits his parent or he curses his parent, you'll be potter if you hurt or you kiss or you hit your parent who's a Russia. Nonetheless, when it comes to kibud and moira, you're mechuyev to mechabed your parent even if your parent is a Russia. That's the shita of the Rambam, that even if a person's parents are Rishoyim, he's Mechuyiv, nonetheless, to mechabit his parents properly. And this would apply, ostensibly, to a parent who is not from. If you're a Baal Tshuva and your parent is not from, according to the Rambam, there's a Chiyiv, a full-fledged Chiyiv, to mechabit your parent, both in Kovet and in Meira. The tour vehemently disagrees with the shita, and many Rishayim actually disagree, and the tour holds that no. There is no chiyuv for a parent, for a child to mechabed his parent if this parent is considered a rosha. And therefore, if the parent is oivir averis, he has the not oisa maisa amcha. And someone who's not oisa maisa amcha is excluded from the mitzvah of kavod umayra. And therefore, the child who has a parent that was a rosha, he's not mechiyuv to honor them and respect them like he does any other parent. The problem is that there seems to be a Gemara that's mefurish like the Tur, and the Tur brings this Gemara, and the question is how the Rambam would reconcile this Gemara with his Shita. It's a Gemara in Baba Kama Tzadik Dalet, and the Brayis is also brought in Baba Mitzia Samach Beis Amud Aleph. This Brayis is very clearly mashma that there is no chiyuv on a child to be mechabed his parents who are Rishoyim. Over there, we're talking about someone who took ribis during his lifetime and then passed away. So the father was mouth of the ribis, and then the guy died, and he left the Yerusha. So over there, the Brayis says, "Hiniach lohen aviyem paravitalis mishal ribis." If let's say the ribis was, you know, a piece of property, it wasn't just money, but it was a para, a talis, something tangible. And something significant, so even though normally the son is potter from returning ribis ktutza, even though there's a din that you have to return ribis ktutza, that's only the malva himself, but if the guy dies and the yerushim inherit it, the yerushim are not mechiv to return ribis ktutza. When it comes to a dover mesuyim, something specific that was in the yerusha that was in fact ribis, you should return it mipshum kvoid avihem. The Gemara asks, why should you be mechuyev to return these items that were ribis mishum kvoid avihem l'chayro? The ikri kan menasi ba'amcha loisoyer ba'isa ma'isa amcha. The parent was malva beribis. He was over on isurim. He had a din rasha. So there's no chiyev of kvoid aviv rasha, and therefore you should not be mechuyev to be mechabed your parent that died. And return the ribis because he had it in Russia. Zokta Gemara, Bisha Osa Tshuva. We're talking about a case where the parent did Tshuva, Lohispik Lashalam Ad Shemes. In other words, the Gemara asks, if he did Tshuva, why did he still have the object of ribis by him, by his property? So he said, yeah, he didn't have an opportunity yet to return it, but he already did Tshuva, and that's why he lost his status of Russia. Now he was a regular parent. And that's why you're mechuyev al kavod aviv to return the davar mesuyim that was ribis to the leiva. The Gemara is clearly saying that the only time you're mechuyev v'mechabed your parent who was over on Averis is in a case where he was also tshuva. But if he didn't do tshuva, he was still, retaining the status of being a rasha. There is no chiyuv to mechabed your parent. And the question is, how does that jive with the shita of the Rambam? The Rambam holds that there is, in fact, a chiyuv to mechabed your parent, even if your parent is a rasha. And the question is, this Gemara L'Chayr says mechfurish, not like that. So there are several mahalchim that are found in the Paiskim as to how to reconcile the shita of the Rambam with this sugya in Baba Kama and in Baba Metzia. The Lech Mishnah says that the chiluk is whether the father is alive or the father is dead. If the father is alive, you're mechuyev to mechabed your parent, and that's the shita of the Rambam. And that's why the Rambam says you're always mechuyev to mechabed your parent, even though he's a rasha. That's talking about a parent who's still alive. However, if the parent already died, there's no chiyev to mechabed your parent if he died a rasha. And that case in Baba Metzia and in Baba Kama, the father already died. And since he already died, in that case, there's no chiyev to mechabed your father's a rasha. Now, what's the difference between a father who's dead and a father who's alive? Why should you be mechuyev to mechabed aviv rasha if he's alive? So the Radvaz explains this chiluk with the following svara. He says, while the father is alive, you have to mechabed him even though he's a rasha. Why? Because there's always a chance that he's going to do tshuva. And if he does tshuva, that it will turn out that when you were not mechabed him properly while he was still a rasha, it turns out that you're going to be over an avera. And therefore, because there's always a possibility he's going to potentially do tshuva very soon, Memela, you always have to mechabed him even though he currently is a rasha. But if he died and he never did tshuva in his life, then you now know he's never going to do tshuva, and then you could assume that he's going to always blive a rasha, and therefore you're potter from kibud and you're potter from mayur. Now, what is this svar over here? L'chayra, why should we say that it works to mafreya? The Radaz seems to be saying that if he's alive, you have to mechabed him because maybe he's going to subsequently do tshuva. And l'mafreya, it's going to turn out that when you were not mechabed him properly, or you did something that was mitzayr him while he was a rasha, l'mafreya will turn out that you were over on the issur. We never judge things l'mafreya. B'shaita, he was a rasha. So what's b'sham there, Sradvaz, that while he's still alive, you have to mechabed him even though he's a rasha because he might do tshuva and then l'mafreya will turn out to be an avera that you did. So many paiskim explain that the Radvaz doesn't necessarily mean that it works l'mafreya, that if you are, mitzari your father while he's a rasha, and he subsequently does tshuva, so l'mafreya will turn out that you were mitzari your parent who's not a rasha, because he did tshuva. That's not l'chayra what the Radvaz means. Rather, what the Radvaz means is that if, let's say, a child does something that is mevazi the parent, while the parent is a rasha, the repercussions from that act of bezayin stays for a very long time. It's not just in and out. It's not just something that's mitzar the father for a moment and then it leaves and it dissipates. Rather, the roishem of the maisa of bezayin stays with the father for a long period of time. And that's what the Radvaz means, that if the father is still alive and there's a chance he's going to do tshuva, you should be mechabed the father parent properly because he might do tshuva, and the roishim and the repercussions and the lasting effect of the maisa bezoyin and maisa tsar that you do will last even after he have done tshuva, and that will be an avera, and that's why you always have to mechabed him while he's alive. Mashenkin, if he died in Russia, there's no possibility of him ever doing tshuva, and in that case, you're not b'chuyiv to mechabed your father. You don't have to worry about the covet and the Meira of your father if he was a Rasha. So that's the Shita of the Radvaz, Lacha Mishnah. It's an interesting question that the Paiskim ask from the Gemara in Kedushin, and this actually is found in a tshuva from the Abia Omer from Rav Yosef and Chelek Beis, Simen Chof Aleph and Simen Chof Beis. Some Paiskim wanted to suggest a new svar. And they say, the Rabbi Yonasan Eibishus wanted to say, that if you take a look at the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Tesam Rebeis, you'll find an interesting svara. The Gemara says, "Hamakavish eschel isha amanash shani tzadik gomor choishish in the Kedushin shemahira b'tshuva." If a man comes to a woman, says, "I'm a kaddish you, I want you to become married to me, mikudeshes, I'll manas that I'm a tzadik gomor," and he's currently not a tzadik gomor. So the Gemara says, "Choishish in the Kedushin." You have to treat this ma'isa Kedushin as a sofek Kedushin. Why? Because maybe he was maharher b'tshuva. That's what the Gemara says. So Zokter B'Yanderson Eibishitz, maybe the reason why the Rambam holds you're mechuyif mechaved your parent who's a Rasha is based on this Gemara. Shemahir her b'tshuva. You always have to be choishish that he returned al yidei hir her b'tshuva. And that's why you have to treat him like he was a tzaddik, even though in his actions all you saw was Maisa of a Rasha. That's what Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz wants to suggest based on this Gemara to explain the sheet of the Rambam. Rav Avad Yosef asks that if that is true, that we're always concerned that a person was Maharer B'tshuva, and that's Pshat, why you're Mechuyev to Mechabed, your parent who's a Rasha, then the halacha should be that if a person gave a get with Edim Psulim, the get should be Kosher Meisafik, because you should be Choshesh. Maybe the Edim were Maharer B'tshuva in the interim. And Lamaisa we paskin, and Evan Ezer, Simen Mem Beis, Yiv Chav Beis, that there is no chashash that the Edim psulim were maharher b'tshuva, and the halach is that if a person gave a get, and the Edim were psulim, it's a possible get. So why don't you say the same thing, the same svara, shemahir her b'tshuva? So some place can want to say a very posh the svara, and that is that perhaps that which you say that you're chayish by kedushin, shemahir her b'tshuva, is only when he specifically was Mekadasher Amanash Ani Tzadik Gomor. So then, he's obviously indicating that his plan is to become a Tzadik Gomor, that he has intentions of being a Tzadik Gomor. And then, and only then, are we concerned, are we chayish that the Kedushin is a Safik Kedushin because Shemahir Betshuva. But if you give a get in front of Edom that are apostle, there's no reasonable doubt, maybe he was Mahari B'tshuva in that moment, because there's no reason to assume that all of a sudden he's going to have a dramatic change. Now, saying it by Kedushin, where he's specifically saying, I'm a Kaddish, I'm a Nash, I need Tzadik Gomor, obviously his intent is to become a Tzadik Gomor, and in that case, we're Choshish that he's going to become a Tzadik Gomor. At any rate, the first Mahalach Tumiyash of the Sheet of the Rambam with the Gemara is by saying that there's a difference between if the father's alive or the father's dead. If the father's alive, you have to mechabed your parent even though he's a Rasha, because as the Radvaz explained, he might subsequently do tshuva and then it will turn out that you did a maisa bezoyin to your father who's not a Rasha. And if the father died when he was a Rasha, then there's no chiyuv bechlal of kavod and meira to this parent who died a Rasha. The Maram Shik and the Sri De Eish. The Maram Shik is a mitzvah sasei lam gimel. The Sri Deish is in Chelik Beisim and Kuf Mem Tes. They present a different Mahalach to Miyash of the Sheet of the Rambam. And they explain that the Rambam's Shita stims very nicely with the Gemara, because the Rambam says, you're Mechuyev to Mechabed your parent who's a Rasha. Now, the Rambam's talking about a parent who's alive. Says the Maram Shik and says the Sri Deish, the father, when he's alive, obviously feels tsar if you disregard his kavod and you disrespect him. When he's dead already, even though he maybe feels some kavod if you do something to honor him, but when you disregard his kavod and you bring tsar to him, he doesn't feel that tsar because he's already dead. And memela, the entire mania of kavod, the entire tsar that you're going to cause to the father by disregarding his honor and respect, will only bring him tsar while he's still alive, but when he's dead, it just won't bring him tsar. He won't care anymore. And therefore, that's what the distinction is between this case of the Rambam and the case of the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about a case where the father was a Rosh and he died a Rosh. In that case, if you do something that's going to be mitzar him, it's mutter, because he's not going to feel tsar anyways, since he's already dead. Masha Enkein, when he's alive, he does feel tsar if you do something that will cause him some shame or cause him some humiliation, and in that case it will be usur, even though the father is a Rosha, and that's the Shita Rambam. Now, they stole to a shach. And the shach says that even the Rambam who holds that you're mechuyev to mechabed your parent who's a Rasha, and even the tour that disagrees, that machloikis between the Rambam and the tour is only with respect to going ahead and positively honoring the parent and showing them some respect, showing them some prestige, showing them significance. That's the whole machloikis between the Rambam and the tour. However, doing something to be mitzar them, everyone agrees, says the Shach, that it's aser. The entire machlekes is only being mechabed them positively. But doing something that will shame them, that will cause them tsar and bezoyin, everyone agrees that you cannot disgrace your parent, even if the parent is a Rasha. And the Mela says the Maram Shik, and says the Sri De'esh, the difference between the Rambam's case and the Gemara's case is very simple. We're talking about something that will be goyim tsar. And when the father's alive, everyone is maskim, according to the Shach, that it's also to be do something that will be inside your parent. Mashenkin, after he's dead, you will not show him, you will not be mitzire him when you do something that's not respectful to him, because he's dead and he doesn't feel the pain. So that's the Shita, the Maram Shik, and the Sri De'esh. The Pnei Yeshua, over there in Bamatzia, Samach Beis, and the Ksav Sefer, have a third Mahalach in the Rambam. And they say a very simple chiluk. When the Rambam says, you're mechuyev to mechabed your parent, even though he's a Rasha, that's with respect to most things that bring honor and respect to the parent. You're mechuyev in the covet of your parent, and you're mechuyev in the mayor of your parent, in spite of the fact the parent's a Rasha. When the Gemara in Bamatzia says that if the father took ribis and died, als covered of the imay, the children are not mechuyev to return that dover mesuyim, that object of ribis that the father took, and only if he did tshuva they're mechuyev. That's talking about respecting him with regards to the item that he was a rasha in legabe this object. In other words, in general, there's still a chiyev to mechabed a parent that was a rasha, but legabe the items that he was a rasha and conducted himself improperly, legabi these objects, avadi, you're not mechuyev to mechabed your parent, legabi this object. So the object that he took as ribis, that object you don't have to return als kovod of imoy. So that's the chiluk between the Rambam's case and the Gemara's case. The Rambam's talking about in general, and avadi, you're mechuyev to mechabed your parent who's a Rasha in general. But when it comes to the items that he acted like a Rasha, legabe, avadi, you're not mechuyev to mechabed your parents, legabi these objects, and that's why you don't have to return the object of ribis that he took, if he was acted like a Rasha with respect to this very item. So that's the three Mahalchim to Miyashiv the Rambam from the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Bava Kamo. That the question was that the Rambam says that you're mechuyev to mechabed your parent even though the parents are Rasha. And the Shailu was that the Gemara seemed to imply that you're Potter, because the Gemara said that your father took ribis, which is a ma'aser rishus, and then he died, you're not mechuyev to return it, als kavod av v'imay, and only if the father did tshuva are you mechuyev. So the first mahalach was, the difference is whether he's alive or if he's dead. If he's alive, we're always chashish, he might subsequently do tshuva, and then it will turn out that you did something that was a bezoyin to your parent who was a rasha, who was a tzaddik, because he had subsequently done tshuva. That's the first mahalach. That's the mahalach of the Radvaz. The second mahalach is the mahalach of the Maram Shik and the Sri D'Yesh, where they say that the father doesn't feel tsar after he's dead, but the father does feel tsar when he's alive. That's the chilik. And the third chilik is the Pnei Yeshua and the Ksav Seif, where they say that in general you're mechuyev to mechabed your parent, but when it comes to the very item that he acted like a rosh legabe, avadi, you're not mechuyev to mechabed your parent legabe this particular item. How do we pass in the Maisa? Do we pass in like the Rambam, that you are mechuyev to mechabed your parents who are Rasha, or do we pass in like the Tur, that you're not mechuyev? So there's a machlekes mechaber Ramah. The mechaber holds that, like the Rambam, that you're mechuyev to be mechabed your parents even if the parents are a Rasha, and the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah is mekel, and he says that you're not mechuyev to mechabed your parents if they in fact are Rashaim. And this is in Yeridea Simen Reish Mem Seif Yud Ches. As we pointed out before, the Shach has a very important qualification in this machlekes. Says the Shach, the entire machlekes is only if you're mechuyev to go ahead and positively be mechabed your parent who is a Rasha. According to the Rambam, you're mechuyev. According to the Tur, you're not mechuyev. However, says the Shach, if you want to do something that's going to be mitzare your parents, going to cause them pain or humiliation, or be mevaza your parents, everyone agrees that it's aser. Azoy zokt, the Shach. So this is a very important qualification on this machlekes, because even according to the Ramah, that you're not mechuyev to mechabed your parent who's a rosho, that's only with respect to bringing him foods and drinks and being mechabed improperly. But something that's going to bring him bezoyin or tsar, lekuliyama, it's us. How do we paskin the ma'aseh? Do we paskin like the mechaber, or do we paskin like the Ramah? So normally, Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, and therefore it should come out that you should be potter from being mechabed your parents who are rishonim. And the truth is that the Chayyodom is mashma, like that he passes like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that you're mechuyev in fact to mechabed your parents even though they are rishonim. And the Chayyodom is in Klal Samach Zayin Yurches, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was also mashma like this. So many poskim seem to imply that you should be machmer and be mechabed your parents even though they are rishonim. Now, the truth is many poskim are clearly meikul about this. The Aruch HaShulchan clearly paskins like the Ramah, that you're not mechuyev to be mechabed your parents if the parents are Rishoyim. But Lamaisa, it's machloikis ha-poskim, machloikis the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chacham HaZadam, whether you're mechuyev to mechabed your parents if they are Rishoyim. Aside from this machloikis, we also have a psak from the Chuvas van Hoggis, Chelek Aleph Simon Tov Chuv Chav Ches, where Moshe Sternbach says that even though we have this machlekes about being mechabed your parents who are Rishoyim, when it comes to a Tinek Shenishba, a person should try to be Machmir's parents regardless, because it's not clear if a Tinek Shenishba in fact has the status of a Rosha, and perhaps the person is a little bit like an Onus, or a shaygig, and he's not considered fully responsible for his actions if he didn't grow up with the knowledge of exactly what it means to be a frum yid. Therefore, the poskim say that in general, a person should try to be mechabed his parents, even though his parents are rishayim, if the parents are tinek shenishbo. If they're, let's say, non-frum, and they grew up non-frum, they weren't really taught how to conduct themselves like a frum yid. Usually, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, you should be mechabed them regardless, because there are a bunch of tziruthim that you have to put in mind. Number one, many poskim, the Chachmas Odom, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, passing like the Shulchan Aruch and Rambam, that you're mechuyev to be mechabed your parent, even if he's certainly a Rosh. And that's number one. Number two, the Shach points out that even the Ramah, who disagrees and who holds that it's your potter from mechabed your parents who are Rosh, if you're doing something that's going to be mitzar them or mivaza them, everyone agrees that it's aser. The Oid, we have another sniff that even if you hold that we pass them like the Ramah, that you're potter from mechabed your parents or Rishon, it's not clear if a tunic shenishba has the same status as a full-fledged Rosha with respect to this halacha, and it's perhaps the halacha that you're mechuyev to mechabed your parent if he's a tunic shenishba. And therefore, from all of these reasons put together, a person should try to mechabed his parents who are not from, certainly if they would fit into the category of a tunic shenishba.